and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast. I am Garth Nelson, and who else is here?
Jen Barr.
And one more?
Gemma Collins.
Thank you for joining us, Gemma, all the way here from various parts of Europe.
And it's Collins, that's how you pronounce that name.
Yes, we learned that last week, and we've been reminded this week.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was funny, because I already said that last week.
We got to keep hearing it, though, so that we remember exactly how it is pronounced.
I think I'm just going to say that every time I hear her say her last name.
Yeah, just like...
Oh, that's how you say it.
Relearn it every time. you were here for a week or a week and a half or so. How was your stay in Japan?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Mostly watched TV, I think, and eating food, so, I mean, that suits me fine.
Yes, it's always important to have a little downtime, isn't it? Yeah, sorry, I was not able to make it out to hang out with you guys more. I was,
More, you mean ever?
Ever. What I guess, when I say more, I mean at all. I did actually have sort of a big week of Mahjong, though. Like Tuesday night, when we were thinking of hanging out, I actually went and played Champions League.
Yeah.
Before going to the Black Line and saying I wanted to quit. I did extremely well, actually. Plus 56, which puts me in sixth place. Of course, that is after only one session for me, and a lot of people have played three and four sessions already. And there are only two more months to play my other four sessions, so I really have to go on like all the possible days that I can.
Yeah.
But since they now have 30 people advancing to the final round, and I think there are only about 60 or 65 players this time, it's going to be hard with what I started out with not to make it to the next round.
Must be nice to not have real jobs and responsibilities. You can just play Mahjong all the time.
And I do a fair amount of drinking, too.
Just think how much Mahjong you could play if you didn't drink.
That's not a bad point, actually. Except that every once in a while I do suck, and then I really want to drink. Like, I was awful. Wednesday night, I think. Wednesday night, yeah. Wednesday night I went and played at Billion, the place that I went and played the week before, and won, like, 20,000 yen all hammered.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, oh, I'll just go back into Billion, win another 20,000, and then I lost 30,000.
That's a good thing I got you to buy me dinner the week before.
Then. Yeah, no kidding. And, of course...
Because I would have been buying you dinner, apparently.
Yeah. Of course, this is Japan, so there's no gambling allowed, so I'm obviously speaking about theoretical money when I say something like that. And then, yes, I went and theoretically lost a lot more at Sparta the next day, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I was on, after having such a good streak for like a week, I was like, oh, wow, I can't lose at this game. And then I, you know, two straight nights of just like handing out all of my points. But I did do really well at Champions League. And you know what was funny? So, you know, the format with Champions League is that usually... you know, there's enough people so that you bounce around from table to table and you play different people all day.
Right.
I went on Tuesday night. First of all, I was a little bit late getting in there. I was like, I wonder if they're even going to let me play. I get in there and they're like, oh, sweet, Garth's here. So we have four. Like, they were actually not even going to have four players.
Wow.
I guess the Tuesday night option is actually not that popular. And so then, not only that, Seita Kuma had forgotten that he was supposed to be in charge of Champions League Tuesday night, so he wasn't even there yet.
Well, it's nice to know that some people at the top are more like us.
Yes, at least screw up in that way, like we do. So, so that was actually another big stroke of luck for me, because if he had been there, he would have been playing against me and two guys that I have seen before, but I obviously don't know their names. One of them I know
seen it on their sheet when they were writing their scores?
I can read that. I mean, besides the fact that it's probably some crazy kanji, sometimes, I mean, a lot of times their writing is just like, whoa, are you sure that's actual kanji? So yeah, there are two guys that I sort of know. One guy I know is as being kind of, you know, just your super conservative. He's not going to do anything crazy. And then this other guy that is just going to do anything crazy. And like first game, my turn is Oya. I'm obviously going for a half flush in the bamboos, and he's just throwing out bamboos for me. And he was my upper house, so everything so I can chi anything that he throws too. He's just throwing out bamboos for me, and then I end up winning the hand off him, so 11,600 points. And Fujiwara's just like shaking his head in disgust, like really, and making no effort to disguise his disgust. And then, like, he just kept doing that. Like the guy kept playing like a total goofball, and he kept looking more and more disgusted, especially because he kept giving away all of his points on Tuesday night. He was playing my act there, and he was complaining about that last night. How he's not very. He's a bit of a head case too, he said, which is another problem that I have. That it's nice to see that some of the guys at the top also have a similar problem. But you know,
I remember there was one guy. I won't say names, but
Which guy?
One time there was.
I mean, a guy doing what? Sorry.
You got me. So
good trick,
there was
huh?
Like a TV exhibition match.
Uh huh.
And one guy got a Yakumon hand, a limit hand. And the guy that was commentating was so disgusted that he just walked out.
Oh, yeah. I do remember hearing about that.
I don't know if he was, like, jealous or if he was, like, he was afraid that that would just make him really famous for getting a limit hand on TV. It's like this guy's one shot. He's almost never, ever on TV. And this was, like, his one shot and he got a limit hand.
Wow, I remember the story now, and I've totally forgotten all of the names.
I have the DVD somewhere if I look for that.
Yeah, you know, it is funny, like, lately hanging out with all of our bigwigs, and it's surprising that they feel so comfortable talking around me, because they have to notice that when I get toasted, I just say anything, too. And, you know, who knows if I would say repeat any of the stuff that they say, although I guess I'm generally pretty pretty confidential. But, man, like, they have no problem smack-talking about each other and, you know, and some pretty high-up people.
I don't know. I think that maybe they pretty much all know.
Mm.
Because there's one person that's, like, just mutually disliked throughout the league. So much so that there were rules made. And I think that it's very, very common knowledge. I don't think any person is trying to hide that. You know, I think they're just comfortable with their true opinions.
It's so weird that he's that disliked too, because he's a pretty nondescript sort of person. Like it's hard to imagine how anybody could feel passionately about him at all when he's just.
Actually kind of a nice person.
Yeah, he's actually a really nothing. Yeah, it's totally socially awkward. Speaking of socially awkward and history with me, Makino, the guy who I threw a limit hand to lose my chance at winning Masters, mm-hmm. in the finals, at final table at Masters, because of that, he gets a seed for life to the main tournament.
Oh wow!
And he did qualify out of that into yesterday's best 72. And then I didn't notice it until we got down to the best 28, but then or no the best 36, and then all of a sudden that crazy voice of his starts coming out, and it's just it's the most ridiculous squawk you've ever heard in your life, where he's just all rage, and like it makes the whole room just cringes in like, oh my god, here he comes again, and you know it, like people at the same table with him are just like, oh my god, somebody put a muzzle on him or something. Jesus, he's such a freak and a freak of nature, and that's another one of our guests. We're doing a little babysitting today. But he's just such a goofball, and somehow also happens to be extremely good at Mahjong. So yeah, speaking of Oisen, the, what do we call that in English? The King's Tournament?
I just call it Oi, with capital letters.
Oi, yes.
The O-U-I, so You want to know what OUI stands for, then you have to listen next week.
Yeah. Yes, we'll figure something out. So yeah, I also got a shot to the main part of the tournament which started on Saturday. Saturday, I promptly lost my first game, and I was like, "Oh, I'm just gonna bug out right at the beginning." And then I won my next three games. So the way Saturday works is you play four games, and then everybody who's plus goes on to a fifth game, and from there they choose the top 53 players. Going into the fifth game, I had 53 points. And the border was probably down around 30. So all I had to do was finish plus or maybe even minus. I could probably even take a small fourth place and still be okay to make it. And then what do I do? Like, one hand before the end of the game, like, I get to ready, and the Oya had, the dealer had reached, but, you know, I was ready and my weight got better, so maybe I'll just try throwing this one tile. Oops. 7,700 points that dropped me down to fourth place, and I was like, oh my god, now I really am in trouble. Now I really do have to win a hand to save myself, despite the fact that some guy who was already, you know, who was already had close to 0 points, he had fallen down, he had dropped down to fourth place almost immediately, and it was perfect for me. Like, I could just sit there, not do anything, and probably finish with a small third place and be totally fine.
Let me just knock all your stuff off here.
That's cool, yeah. It's probably, it shouldn't have been up there anyway.
Yeah, that's an interesting place to hang clothes.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's just,
Do you have
a wardrobe?
Of course I have the closet there, but you have to open the door and put them inside.
Which you knocked a hole in it as well.
That closet, yes. That closet is just annoying because it's right next to the window where I try to take my surfboard outside, and then of course, obviously you end up whacking a hole in the door at some point.
Yeah, I always do that.
Yeah. It's just what happens when you have a surfboard that's 10 feet long. It bumps into things. In Japan, especially, because there's no space.
So that's why you just leave it at the repair shop.
That's why I've just chosen to leave it at the repair shop in Chiba for the last 2 years. Yes. I have very, very logical reasoning for all of the things I do. So, yeah, speaking of logical reasoning, I dropped myself down into fourth place, and then I just so lucky on the final hand, as dealer, I wake up with, excuse me, I wake up with a triple of the south tiles, so I've got a Yaku, plus two Dora, and I end up winning that hand, 2,600 points from everybody. Blam, I'm right up into third place again, and I'm just barely safe. So then I make it to yesterday, which was the best 72, and once again, I promptly throw a 12,000-point hand to Arasan. Oh, that too. Like, my first three games yesterday, I sit down. Oh, Arasan. Like, he's like the living legend of our pro league right now.
Okay.
It's his first turn as Oya. As dealer, I throw 12,000 points to him right off the bat. I'm just all, oh, then allow me to kill myself immediately again.
I remember the first time I ever played against him, maybe the only time, was at Masters the first year.
Huh.
And you didn't play in Masters the first year for some reason, but
yeah, I don't know why I did that.
I think you might have been gone somewhere, or you weren't that into Mahjong yet or something, I don't know. But
my first year in the association, yeah, I don't need to play in any of these stupid
That's
tournaments.
That's pretty much how you were, though.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Perhaps I was just not.
Because you missed a lot of stuff. You missed, like, I think you missed League sometimes. And
oh, yeah.
There was one time you just went to, like, the German Fest, like, Oktoberfest or something.
Well, yeah, that time I had some pretty serious minus already anyway, so I was probably not, I think I was already committed to dropping down.
Yeah. Which you have never done, so you weren't really committed to dropping.
Yeah.
And we were in the very last, I think there was no, we were in D2 and there was no D3 or something.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what it was,
yeah.
Huh?
But, so I was at the table with Ara, and I was so nervous, because this is our first month of being pro.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so I went a hand off of him for, like, 3,900, and I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! And then I'm sure he just continued to beat the crap out of me after that.
Yeah, he is so strong. And of course, he's one of the people that qualified out of yesterday. He was in the top 15, and has made it to. he'll be going on to the finals next week. Also in that group, although I did not actually run up against him, is Takizawa. He also qualified. Way to go, Taki. He is a previous winner of the tournament, which means that he is one of the people that just starts at the best 72. Which, I know I've complained about this before, but I do think it's absolutely ridiculous that a third of the field starts from the best, from the top 72.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
How did Kaori Shimizu do?
She bounced out right at the beginning. She's another one of the people that starts at the best 72,
yeah.
And she just plummeted straight down to the bottom. Like she was like after the first two games, I was having kind of a rough time. My second game was against Moriyama, which was like so like my first three games, Arasan, then Moriyama, and then Nada. Like wow, could I run up against any bigger names from our pro association? Except for Taki, I didn't run into Taki. But after the second game, she was like, "Yeah, just dying." All right, so yeah, let's take a little break, and we'll come back in a second. Said.
We're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back. And back we are. I mean, you guys didn't even notice we took a break.
Yes, we noticed we took a break, though.
Were you on Oi-sen or something?
Yes, I was probably talking about Oi-sen. I was probably talking too much about Oi-sen. Just about all the amazing things I did. You know, I should mention all the crappy things I did just to show how unbelievable it was that I made it as far as I did. Like, for example, the time when I was going for a full flush in Wanzu, and I had, but instead, like, the 7 of bamboos came, which actually gave me the 6, 7, 8 in bamboos, so it's like, oh, I can't go for that anymore. So my ready combination was in 6, 7, 8 in bamboos, and then in Wanzu's I had 3... 4-4-4-4-5-6-6-7-7. So it's sort of like I have a 3-4-5 and then 3-4s and then I'm waiting for the 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And I draw the 2 and then I don't know if you can visualize that quickly, but what would be the best thing to discard?
7?
Well, yes. See, you get that because you're a genius.
I know.
Whereas
I wouldn't have got
me,
it.
the only thing I could think of was throwing 4. Which would make me waiting for the 8 and the 5 and 8, but I decided not to do that because they were already Dora was the 6, so that meant that there was 1 5 that's not even in the deck. Somebody had thrown one of the 5s, and there were 2 8s already discarded. So it's basically I'm waiting for the remaining 4 tiles of 5 and 8, or the remaining 4 tiles of 6 and 7. Seemed like I should just keep waiting for the 6 and 7, but as you point out, if you throw the 7. Then you are not only waiting for 5 and 8, but you are also waiting for 6. So that would be 6 tiles. Genius. Well, at least, not so genius, because actually some guy at the tournament pointed that out immediately afterwards to me also. And I'm sure people are thinking, like, how is it that you actually managed to win any games when you're this bad? also bad, when I was on the same table with Nada... It would have been easy if he had thrown the expensive one, which
he's
was...
He's the president of our league, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, President Nada, who I mistakenly called Nada Sensei when I was doing...
supposed to be Nada Kaicho.
Yes, on TV, I called him Nada Teacher instead of Nada President. But...
Were you reprimanded?
I did not get reprimanded, no.
I'm sure it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But when I was at the same table with him, I was waiting for the 6 and 9 of cracks after I reached. 9 would have given me an outside hand. 6 would just give me my reach. It would have been reach and nothing. And I had conned the 1 of bamboos on the very first draw. So I had 32 basic points, which gave me 70 points when he threw the 6. Which is one of those weird scores that you almost never have to give. And if I'd thought about it, I would have said 2,300 points, but I didn't really want to think about it. So I just said, 2,600 points. And everybody's like, weird, surprised gasps of like, what? What did you say? Like, I guess it's not 2,600 points? And then they're like, 2,300 points. And I was like, oh yeah, that's what I meant. So yeah, I made stupid mistakes like that.
Did Nada notice that?
He doesn't look like he notices anything at all. I'm not even sure... Actually, he may not have won a hand. Because I don't remember him actually saying anything the whole time. And come to think of it, I can't think of him ever saying a word in any game that I've ever played with him.
He's probably too good to win any hands.
Yeah.
He's really probably the best Mahjong player in the whole world. Just ask him.
If you ask him, and when you get that good, you don't have to ever win again. You can just show up at tournaments like that, and then you're the best, even if you don't win, apparently. But I made it out of the, after you played the first four games, then the next three games, they cut people off, they cut the bottom, like, group off. So I kept barely making it, and on the last game, I had a plus 24. The border for the last 15 at that point was around 25, I think, so I figured it was probably going to get up to somewhere between 35 and 40. So I needed to get kind of a big second place, or probably any first place would put me in range. And instantly I ended up throwing 7,700 points to the Oya, and then it was followed by 8,000 points to the other guy that actually really needed points to advance. And I basically threw so many points all over the table that everybody at my table advanced to the next round except me.
It's very generous.
I like to make people happy. Besides myself. And so, on that note, I figured, talking about strategy. Our strategy talk for this week, going half-ass. I'm not sure if you know exactly what I mean by going half-ass, but that's the way I played that last hand, or that last game. I got to ready. When I got to ready, I was waiting for the 4 and 7 of dots, or the 6 of bamboos.
Yeah.
If the 7 of dots came, then I would have 3 colored runs, in the 5, 6, 7, 3 colored runs, because I'd just be waiting for the 6 of bamboos. Or if the 6 of bamboos came, then I would have pingfu, so I would have a yaku. I would have a hand point.
Yeah.
If one of those came. But of course, the thing that comes to make me ready is the 4 of dots, so I have no hand point. And I was like, oh, and I had no dorda in the hand either, so it's like, well, this is kind of a cheap hand now. I guess I should still wait for maybe something better so that I can change the hand. The next draw, one of the guys throws the 6 of bamboos. So now there are 2 of them out. That's 2 of my winning tiles. And the next thing I draw is the east. And instead of giving up the hand, like, you know, I mean, it's not like you have to give up in that situation. But the thing is, I didn't play strong at first.
Right.
If I had reached right off the bat, then I'm saying, okay, I'm going for it. You know, this isn't the greatest hand that I could possibly have, but it's what I've got, and I'm going with it. Having not done that, and then my winning tile comes out, now it really is time for me to keep playing weakly. Like I'm just not that strong in that situation. And yet, when I get the east tile, I just throw that out, and of course the dealer pawns. So now the dealer has 2 hand points. Blam. Double east.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty huge mistake, and not only that, it was followed by me then throwing his winner, which was which was right next to the Dora. Yeah. Like, it was so obviously a dangerous tile. It's just like, you know, after not playing strong with my sort of not very strong hand, I continue to play sort of strong by discarding really dangerous tiles, which is just a huge miss, I think. And so, I don't know, I my feeling on playing half-ass is, it's just not a good strategy. If you're going to play strong, you got to go for it. If you're going to play weak, then you've got to play totally weak, too. Have you ever, I don't know.
What do you mean by playing totally weak?
Well, yeah. Does that work, like, defensive? Yet? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not attacking. I'm playing without...
aiming to win.
Yeah.
Okay. So half-assed is sort of hoping you can meander into winning.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, but to me, playing weak is pretty much the same.
Okay. I guess I'm thinking about it the way... Well, I guess it's not necessarily the way they always use those words in Japanese either. But I'm not attacking. So I'm sort of playing defensively, but not... So I'm sort of playing defensively by not reaching there. But then when my winning tiles come out and I'm drawing something else...
But you said if you're going to play weak, you have to play really weak. And That doesn't make sense to me. So if you're going to play defensively, you have to commit to it.
Okay, that's a good distinction.
Yeah, okay, so you've got to commit to what you're doing rather than sort of growing an attachment to your hand.
Right, and growing an attachment to it without actually committing to it.
Yeah.
Like what am I doing there? I'm playing to lose, really. And instead of playing to lose in such a way that I don't really lose a lot of points, I'm playing to lose in like the worst way possible, where I just give, you know, I give the dealer 7,000 points instead of, you know, waiting for the dealer possibly to draw his own winner. Okay, in that situation I'm gonna lose 2,000 points, but that is a lot easier to come back from than a 7,000 point loss, right?
Yeah.
So my word of advice for today is don't play half-ass. And it's a good rule for life, too.
Yeah, I think that we've definitely touched on that for sure in the Ronron meetups and stuff like that. Like, if you're going to go for it, go for it. And if you're going to fold, fold.
Yes. I believe the word in Japanese is shikari. Like, really do it in one direction or another. Don't sort of hope that maybe this might work as you do something else in one direction or other. Also, like you know, when you're crossing the street and I'm riding my bike through Shibuya, cross the goddamn street and don't stop in the middle of the street. Like, when you see me coming and then you're like, oh my god, bike coming, and then you stop in the middle of the street, that's half-ass. It's bad for everybody.
Yeah, we have a lot of we think about that a lot when we're in the car driving too.
Yes, it's just, I don't know. Half-ass is not good. You're probably going to be a lot more successful by going all out in one direction or another. Okay, and I don't know why my voice is so hoarse all of a sudden.
So we'll say go full ass to the all ass.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's terrible.
Yes, but
that's just because you don't like the word all ass.
Oh, no, I hate it. It's awful.
What is that word from?
It's all last, isn't it?
That's. I get that there must be last in there, but
isn't it all last?
But that's. I don't understand. What is all last?
It's all over, I guess.
It's a Japanese creation of English.
Some sort of neologism.
It is so weird. Yeah. So, the word for the last hand of the game in Japanese is oras, and Jen and I have pretty much decided that has to be just all ass.
Yeah.
Especially in the situation that we are usually in, because it really is kind of an ass situation. We're like, we
so from
lose.
From now on, that's going to be our motto. Go full ass till the all ass.
Yes, it's much better than half ass.
Yes.
All right, wow, good motto.
That's going to be my sign off from now on, I think.
Full ass to all ass. Well done. All right, we'll have to remember that at the end. Speaking of the end, let's see. Let's wrap it up.
Did we want to touch on it all? Why we took a break?
Oh, that's right. We did want.
It was a useful break.
We talked
in that short time. You guys won't believe that we could do that in such a short amount of time.
Yes, we took a break to go meet with Kajimoto. I forget his.
Kazunori.
Yes. Ooh, wow, you nailed it.
Is that right?
Now I do remember.
Is that right?
I'm pretty sure that is it.
I think that's Taki's first name.
That is also... That
they're
is Taki's first name, I think, yeah. Wow, they're the... You know, I've never seen the two of them together. They might...
They may be the same person.
I might have gotten Kajimoto's first name wrong. I'm not sure, but I think it's at least similar to that.
Yes, well, speaking of just his last name, then,
yeah.
We went and met him to talk further about the possibility of a world championship in Reach Mahjong. Did we decide anything?
No, we didn't even go to talk to him about that. We just went to hang out with him.
Yeah, it was just a casual chat.
We talked about that during that, and then we talked about
how nice it would be.
Yeah, how nice it would be if it works out. And then we also talked about different things. He's doing a lot of projects. He's using Twitter a lot, things like that.
Yeah, he does do a lot of stuff
on his Twitter and his Facebook as well. He's quite...
He has English on his Twitter, I didn't notice.
Yeah, I noticed. Sometimes he's done some English updates.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I would imagine, because he's been to Europe a fair amount,
Yeah, definitely more than us.
Yeah. I would imagine...
More than Garth and me, not Gemma.
Yes, obviously. I would imagine he probably has... He probably speaks English surprisingly well, actually, no? Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't even bother to speak English at all to the three of us, so... He's definitely, yeah. If he is, he's very comfortable with speaking whatever language we want to speak.
Indeed. what was I going to say? That was our little lunch date, was with Kajimoto. The subjects were, projects we're all working on, and you can find him on Twitter also. I think I'm connected to him now, but if you can't find him through me, then Jen also has him on her Twitter.
I think it's TAKUTEI?
Yeah, Takute.
That is Kajimoto on Twitter. He definitely has a lot of interesting insights on Mahjong, at Mahjong that he's played around the world. Speaking of going around the world, this week we are going to Macau to play poker at the APPT, Asian Pacific Poker Tour.
Well, I'm not going to play.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to work.
You're going to supervise and administrate, whereas I'm going to go and hand out money to people.
Oh, Takunori, I'm sorry. Takunori, not Kazunori.
Okay.
Kazunori is Takizawa, which is where I got the tak. Takunori. Sorry about that. I'm really...
The way they put names together for people all the time, it does get really confusing, because you remember pieces of one name from one person and then the other, and then you just end up smashing them all together into one random, like...
It's not like I do it any better with European names.
Oh, really? let's see, any other stuff coming up? The Mahjong Con tournament happened at the Collision Con anime conference this weekend, but I was unable to find any results for that. So if you guys have your results, please send them in so we can announce the winner. And also, who got the prizes, those wonderful ReachMahjong.com prizes. What other events? Are there any other events going on soonly?
I'll be in Seattle in December, hoping to play with the Bellevue group again.
Yes.
Which I missed last time.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm. Get together with them. Let's see. If you want to get in touch with us, I am Garth E, GARTHEEE, on Twitter. I was about to give my address,
and then I said the wrong thing.
Yeah,
save it.
What are you on Twitter?
Mahjong Jen with one N.
And Gemma is also Mahjong Gemma.
Gem.
Mahjong Gem. Okay, and by email, my name is Garth E, GARTHE with one E, at ReachMahjong.com.
And I'm Jen, JENN, at ReachMahjong.com.
And Gemma, GEMMA, at ReachMahjong.com.
You can catch us on RonRon, ReachMahjong.com, Fight Club, Mahjong Fight Club, sorry.
And Pachinko, if you happen to be at some extremely loud pachinko parlor. God, I really, it was amazing to go out of there and then see the, you know, enjoy the peaceful serenity of Shibuya Station. Really, it was like, I mean, it was like millions of people running around Shibuya Station, and yet it seemed like, you know, like I was out at like a lake or something. It just seemed so calm.
Maybe it's a good change of pace so that you can enjoy the, yes, the quiet of Tokyo.
Makes you enjoy the quiet of the city more when you hang out for 10 minutes inside a pachinko parlor and you're like, oh my god, just sensory overload. All right. Well, yes. Please get in touch with us if you have any comments or questions or anything you want to tell us about.
And we'd be happy to relay anything to Mr. Kajimoto as well.
If you're interested
in talking to him.
Yes. Of course, ideas about our hopefully world championship or anything. All right. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Remember, go full ass to the all ass.